I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following program, Bits, Rhymes, and Life, is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by a comic shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fun Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
This is the story of a boy who believed that whatever he dreamed he would come to achieve, but never in his life did he dream he could be an inspiration to those who came after he.
So the year was 2010. Myself and Ran were fresh off putting Forever Famicom out earlier that year, I believe that summer, and it's around the fall now. And Ran was like, we should do a tour to promote Forever Famicom. So in trying to think of names for the possible tour, I came up with, how about Bits and Rhymes? You know, I'm a big Tribe Called Quest fan. Anyone who knows me, or if you don't know me, know that I am a huge Tribe Called Quest fan. I actually have the front cover logo, or the Quester, as I like to refer to it, tattooed on my right forearm. And one of their most known records was called Beats, Rhymes, and Life, which is actually the inspiration for the title of this podcast we do. So at that time, you know, I was like, we should call it Bits and Rhymes because we're doing video game stuff. It's, you know, instead of beats, it's bits. You know, it really wasn't much to it, you know, but it worked. And so our first tour together in 2010 was the Bits and Rhymes tour. It was mostly in the Southwest. So I was really excited. I had just gone to Texas for like the very first time earlier that year with the aforementioned Mr. Miranda and Random. We hung out for South by Southwest that March in 2010 before Forever Famicom came out. So we were going back that fall. So I was really hyped about going back down to the Southwest because I had such a great time earlier that year. And this time we were going more into Texas. We were going to Fort Worth. We had shows in Houston and even went to Arkansas, which, you know, let me know driving through Arkansas that the South and the people who believe in the Confederacy still is alive and kicking. And hey, if that's your thing, that's your thing. We were just there to do music. But it was definitely a very eye-opening experience because I'm from the East Coast. I've pretty much a native Washingtonian, and I never really been south, you know. I never been past the southeast, should I say. I've been to Florida a few times just to go to Disney World and, you know, for family stuff, but that was it. So this tour was cool because we got to go to Jacksonville, Winter Park. I mean, thinking about that tour, it was just chock full of some pretty funny moments. We had a pretty motley crew. It was kind of like a, you know, Final Fantasy, you know, because we had this we had a party of four. It was myself, you know, Ran, who was like the leader. So I was like the sidekick, you know, I guess in Final Fantasy terms. I was like the cane, you know, but no dragoon jumps and no traitorous activity on my end. And Ran was like the Cecil, you know, not the Dark Knight Cecil, but the White Paladin Knight Cecil. Really geeking out right now. But a big fan of Final Fantasy. So I just remember kind of seeing Ran for the first time again. Was it always reminded me of that scene in Predator when Arnold Schwarzenegger meets up with Carl Weathers and he's like,
Dylan! You son of a bitch!
You know, you had myself, you had Random, and then you also had Count. Count is like the ultimate roadie. The things I found out about Count were that he's a big Will Smith fan because for a long time his Twitter and Facebook avatar was Will Smith from Independence Day.
Welcome to Earth.
So I never knew how Count looked. He would just comment and be funny on things. I know he doesn't need much sleep. He likes comics. He's almost like a MacGyver. You know, this dude operates and just finds a workaround to everything. You know, he's like that dude you need on the road. If you need your oil change, if you need someone to be like help you with gear, if you need someone to kind of man up and be like a bouncer type dude, he can do that. I mean, Count is that dude. And to my knowledge, in my touring with Count, we've toured a couple times, I never saw Count really eat a meal like that. Like, I think whenever we stop and be like, yo, Count, like, you want us to get you some food? Nah, I'm good. It's cool, Ran. It's cool, K. I got it. The only thing that he would live off of, and this is why I'm not sure if he was human or not, would be not even Mountain Dew, Mountain Lightning.
Mountain Lightning, Mountain Lightning, Mountain Lightning, Mountain Lightning. Mountain Lightning has none of the nutrients of other sodas, but it comes in this sweet can. There's nothing more American than Mountain Lightning.
Cheers!
Drink it with a friend or by yourself. It's so much fun!
That's why Mountain Lightning was like the Walmart equivalent to Mountain Dew, you know what I mean? I had a roommate back in the day who never bought stuff that was like the brand names, you know, as opposed to Frosted Flakes, he had Polar Flakes. So Tony the Tiger wouldn't be on the front, you know, Tiger with the red bandana. It would be like a polar bear with a do-rag and some goggles, you know what I mean? Count was like that in this sense. He was just frugal, I guess would be the best way to say it. Whenever we stop, he's like, let me get my cigarettes and my Mountain Lightning. So that was awesome. But Count was like the human Swiss Army knife. That's the best way to describe him. Moving right along, we have Storyville. And if you aren't familiar with Storyville, you'll know him. He's a very colorful character, man. A great MC, producer, and very well-known as an audio engineer. And it's pretty crazy because one of the first tracks I produced for Random, which was off the Mega Ran 9 album, Storyville was on the track I produced called The Bailout.
Breaking news, Brad Bradford here reporting live from Robot City Jail, where a large crowd has formed in response to Dr. Thomas Light's recent incarceration. Oh, wait a moment. Here comes Mega Ran.
Excuse me. I'm here to post bail for Thomas X Light. See, he's a good guy, sir. I've known him all my life. He created me. And I had a little stash that I was saving for a bike. This is all of my cash, so please, sir. He's like the dad I never had. I promise it's got nothing to do with robots going bad.
I don't know.
But sir, if you can just show me where I go to pay, I can get up out your way and we can have a nice day.
Well, I'm sorry, Mega. I've got nothing against you. But Light's got power, and it's being misused. The evidence is in, and we've already reached a verdict. So save the sob stories. We've already heard them. Sorry, pal, but there'll be no bail. Not for criminal acts on such a large scale. Dr. Light shows us just what evil is. He isn't right upstairs. You best believe it, kid. Dr. Light was indefinitely sentenced on charges of robot systems tampering and megalomania, an issue that has left Robot City up in arms. Many believe his charges were based on insufficient evidence, while others believe he is the epitome of villainy. We now believe Mega Ran is in the jailhouse trying to post bail for Dr. Light.
Sir, isn't it obvious that Wally set him up? Light's a Nobel Prize winner. Why would he give it up? I've been dealing with Wally for 8 years. He feeds off your fears, man. He should be in here.
All right, Mega Man, I'm digging your style, but all this time, you've been living a lie. Wily reformed and Dr. Light has attacked. All these years under pressure, the man just snaps.
Snaps? Wow, that's kind of hard to fathom. But the pressure was kind of starting to get at him. I knew that he was stressing a bit, but I just can't believe he would go out like this.
There, it's a sad day to see you down, but it's time to be on out, so beam on out. Why don't you go on vacation and take Rush? We'll be okay anyway. Wily will save us.
Say it ain't so. Has Dr. Light crossed over to the dark side? Can Dr. Wily be trusted? Will Mega Ran be able to complete the mission without the guidance of the good doctor? Stay tuned, Mega fans, for the next exciting episode of Mega Ran.
Nah. the reporter you hear who's, you know, doing the intro and talking throughout the song, that was kind of an inside joke on the tour too. So many inside jokes, and a lot of them involved Storyville. You know, he was just a very funny dude. One of them in particular was at YuleCon, which was in Fort Worth, Texas. And that was towards the beginning of the tour. And the reason why, Rand has a pretty interesting way of explaining it. He says when he books tours, and he booked this tour, that he wants to start the tour and end it, or one or the other, usually both, with something like a surefire bet. So it's usually like a con or some kind of a festival, which now that I think about it, almost every tour I've done with Rand has, aside from maybe the MC Chris tour 2011, has started at or ended at or both some kind of convention or festival. And it's great because it's like a morale booster. You know there's going to be a crowd. It's usually people who know the music, and everything in between. It can be like a crapshoot, you know what I mean? It's like a Vegas situation. You never know what the odds are going to be. Sometimes they surprise you. Sometimes places that you think are surefire, it could just be a bad night. The weather, not being promoted correctly. You never know. But it's always nice to start and end at something that's like a surefire bet. And YuleCon was crazy. It was my first con experience, I believe. At this particular con, we had a great time. They showed us so much love. Shout out to everyone at YuleCon. But one of the inside jokes there that kind of came about was us calling Storyville the nickname Foodnito, which was basically a playoff Magneto from the X-Men.
You some kind of doctor?
No, Alex. I am Magneto, and I have come to offer you sanctuary.
He had these magnetic powers to always be attracted towards food. Storyville likes to eat, as we came to find out. And he we're in Texas, and it's the fall, you know, so I don't know what the temperature usually is, but, you know, definitely wasn't warranting the trench coat that Matt or Storyville or Foodnito in this instance was always wearing.
Don't do it. Fat guy in a little coat. Fat guy in a little coat.
Don't.
Fat guy in a little coat. Fat guy in a little coat.
Take it off, dickhead. I'm serious.
Richard, what's happening?
But this coat was like oversized and big for like no reason. Matt's not a big dude. You know, he's not a man of tall stature. But he had this big trench coat, and, you know, we found out why, because when we went to YuleCon, they had a green room. And as I was quick to find out, the green rooms at, like, conventions and cons are very different than the green rooms that I was used to of, you know, doing music shows. There were, you know, where shows you would have, like, some water, maybe, like, some snacks, towels, and stuff like that. Green rooms at cons are, like, chock full of, you know, they look like a Walmart has it just set up like a temporary food center, because it's just like little bags of cookies, chips, water and juice, things like that. And I just remember Storyville goes to the green room. He comes back. He opens up his jacket, and like out of every possible crevice or pocket, you know, of that jacket, he had like chips, you know, drinks, snacks galore.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? There you go. There you go. There you go. There you go.
You know, maybe Storyville was a little ahead of the game, because he would always have snacks whenever we be making those long rides between the shows. He be the dude who's like, yo, y'all need some food? Bam! Like, the coat would open. And thank God for Storyville's magic jacket and his mutant powers of attracting himself towards food, because Foodnito helped us get through a lot of those long car rides. Now, after Dallas, Fort Worth, and YuleCon, we had a couple shows in Houston, and they're very memorable for me. We had one at a place that we were told by a friend of mine was a ex-hippie commune, and I don't even know if saying X was correct, because it still looked like it could have doubled as a hippie commune. It's funny that I said these adventures were like being in a role-playing game, like our own Final Fantasy, because this
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This place, it was called Super Happy Funland. It looked like a place that Don, who was the proprietor of the slums in Final Fantasy VII in Midgar, would be like the owner of. You know what I mean? It was crazy. It was gigantic dolls. They had a gigantic, I believe it was Raggedy Ann and Andy doll, Cabbage Patch Kids. The seating was old movie chairs that had been ripped out. And it was cool, but it was kind of weird. It was one of those shows, when I rolled up, I was like, what the hell? But we had a great show, man. I mean, aside from, I believe, Random remembers it for a different way, because in the midst of our set, when he went backstage to do, anyone who's seen Random set knows, well, now he has it underneath his main shirt, but he back then was switch shirts, and he would have his light-up shirt in the back. And when he went to go switch his light-up shirt, he stepped in some cat shit. But, you know, we had a great time. We rocked the show, and the very next day, we had an in-store at this legendary comic book place called Bedrock City, and we had a blast at the comic shop. I mean, it's a comic shop, so, you know, I'm not admittedly a big comic book fan. I'm more of a movie type dude and video games. Now, we weren't supposed to be at this comic book shop, but for a few hours, we had an in-store, and we decided to not only set up and do some songs, we were like, yo, like, let's set up, since Storyville was on the road with us, and Storyville is an engineer, I'm an engineer too, we had the ability to set up a microphone, and Storyville, you know, set up, was like, I'll engineer it, I made a beat, and it's like, let's do a song live here at the comic book store, like, let's record it here in the store. I mixed it later on at the back when I was home off tour, but I made the beat like a couple days before at YuleCon, ironically, and we performed and recorded the whole song there, and that was what it became, Bedrock City Comics.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy BBC, representing Bedrock City and Fantastic, right here, right now, with Mega Ran, Storyville, and K Murdoch, right here in Houston, Texas. It's going down.
Yeah. My homies like X-Men, so I read the spinoffs. X-Factor, Deadpool, and X-Fit-Offs. I was a Marvel head, but DC was still as dope. Thought it was for kiddies till I read The Killing Joke. From then on, I'm like either or. Till Marvel killed the game with the Secret Wars. And every Tuesday, we used to hike to the comic shop. Drop every bit of allowance, just trying to cop. Mama felt like comics were nonsense, but they weren't afraid to touch serious topics. Like Harry Osborn doing LSD, and North Star from Alpha Flight coming out the closet. Truth is, I learned more from Stan Lee than I ever could from Reverend Run's family. Nowadays, only things kids read is the guide on the TV screen. And yeah, I had a sketchbook, and inside of the pages rested some of the most outrageous characters that my mind could devise. In due time, I traveled the farthest reaches of the galaxy in my mind. Though the comic industry done slowed up, and when I'm in a shop, all I see is the grown-ups. At least I can go and grab a little piece of my past. I'm glad that I didn't grow up too fast. Yeah.
Working for days to be earning my pay, to win every trope possible, earning my wage. Doing the dishes, all toys put away, hit the neighborhood comic shop, turning the page.
Superman, Wolverine, X-Men, and more. So many titles to live and explore. Justice League, Iron Man, Batman, and Tron, always in my mind, like all of the time.
Wanted to be a superhero since the first grade. Spider-Man and Batman in the worst way. Started making up names for who I wanted to be, with my comic book collection inspiring me.
battling all the arch villains and fiends. Remember when Carnage turned on his own team, tossed Shriek off the side of a building. He knew she had the power to kill him. That was a real villain. Got a little older, probably the very final paperback I read in school was Johnny the homicidal maniac. Watching Johnny send douchebags to the hospital, surprised to find the ending was so philosophical. Still on occasion gotta cop the graphic novels. Watchmen next on my list was probable. And though my comic book days been away so long, back at my mom's still got the trading cards.
Working for days to be earning my pay, doing every chore possible, earning my wage, doing the dishes, all toys put away, hit the neighborhood comic shop, turning the page.
Superman, Wolverine, X-Men and more, so many titles to live and explore. Justice League, Iron Man, Batman and Tron, always in my mind like all of the time.
Now the local comic shop closed down, but that old shell of my memory's still around. Now people go there to open the bank accounts. Guess it's a different type of paper trail. I had the magic cards and the Marvel masterpieces, the cards with strength ratings and the power features. I was a trading card addict, every dollar man went to buy the very rare Wolverine hologram.
Superheroes we collected and traded them, went off to college and my mom did away with them. Now I hit the store and see the ones I once had, the same ones I used to sneak in my lunch bag. Bought them for a dollar, now they worth 10. Wish I would've kept them cause they were near mint. But it's the new millennium, new day and age, and though the times change, the memories never fade.
Shout out to my homegirl, Fly Girl T, aka Christina, because one thing she did was there was a guy who was kind of like a kind of legendary like hip hop promoter from the area. His name is BBC down in Houston. Puts on a lot of like dope events for like the real hip hop heads down there, you know. And BBC actually came by the comic book store to meet us and did the intro in Bedrock City. So it was like super fresh because we actually had someone from Houston, from the hip hop scene, to really, you know, show up and show some love. And it was great. I just remember, I wish we had taken, and maybe we did take some video, but I think everyone who wasn't like recording would just be meandering around kind of just in awe at all this cool stuff in the store, because it's a huge comic book store. It's definitely one of the biggest I've been to, and at that time like the biggest I had definitely been to. And I think we were just looking at all the action figures, the t-shirts, the of course the comics. It was really, really cool, and I'll never forget it. And you know, we were only supposed to be there a few hours, but I never forget it because I ran out to the car. We had just finished recording the song. We were kind of riding that high. It was real cool. I believe we were supposed to hit the road later that night and head towards Fayetteville, because the next show we had was the next night in Fayetteville, Arkansas. That was a little prolonged because when I went out to the car to start packing up, I put the keys down in the trunk, and you know that's a recipe for disaster right there. Grab what I needed to grab out the trunk, closed the trunk, and it was right when I closed it, I had one of those Ralphie Christmas Story, oh fudge moments.
Oh fudge.
Actually, the oh fudge thing started as like one of the inside jokes. We've been saying that for years, and it started because of my mishap. I remember we tried everything to get those keys out, but thankfully Rand did have AAA. The AAA guy came and of course, you know, opened the door in a matter of like minutes, which is crazy. But you know, all that being said, we had a great time. I'll never forget that time on the road. That was like my first real experience with the con, performing at any kind of place that wasn't like a venue, you know. So performing at comic book shops and stuff like that, it was all foreign to me, but I had a great time. So I really, you know, just want to say big ups again, of course, to, you know, Player One, Random aka Mega Ran, Count, who again was like the human Swiss Army knife, you know, if you needed anything, you know. The only thing I think that stumped Count, and he probably could have figured it out if we had more time, was how to get back into Rand's car when I locked this out. But I'm almost certain he would have figured something out, you know, eventually. And of course, Funito himself. How can I forget the one and only Storyville, a.k.a. Brad Bradferson, aka Food Nito. It was great. Bits and Rhymes tour for 2010 was definitely a good prelude to my years to come on the road with Random. Now to hear those stories, well, you just gotta keep tuning in, I guess. Cause Lord knows, we got a lot.
Remember, this is only the beginning.
Peace.
This song is dedicated to the things that let us get away from the things that we need to get away from. And usually those things can't speak for themselves. I mean, so this goes out to the hobbies. Back in the day, before rapping and acting this way, I was an active kid that had to go play, and I found my escape with a towel as a cape. Yeah, I was a superhero, powers invented, evil demented enemies had to be slain. That was the game mom sculpted at the table all day. I made my toys out of clay, cause I had to create. Drew pictures on a blank slate, wrote stories in a notepad. Wrist got tired and I switched to my left hand. But you could read it okay, okay. But what you didn't know? Mom and dad were cursing on full blast. Tears in the screen, something sounded like shattered glass. So I had to pass time in my room by myself for the fun of it. Stayed there for hours when I wasn't on punishment. All that fighting and I wanted none of it. It weighed on my soul like a ton of bricks. As a kid I could barely stomach it, but I got by with Legos and Play-Doh to the untrained eye. I was being like any other boy or girl, but in my own mind I was making a whole new world.
I thank you for giving me sunshine on my dark day. I needed you here with me, and you were my getaway.
Some come out afflicted with alcoholism or other addictions. They're not proud of insisting that they have problems, and probably do, but being the victim isn't making anything better. It's simply better at making excuses, but I ain't gonna do it. I'm locked in position for making this music and rocking the rhythms, cause it's taking me to this higher feeling when I'm feeling reclusive, and my soul needs a soothing to the tune of a different drummer. Parabola bumming from slumming to coming from nothing to something, and once I'm jumping over these humps, I'm hitting the ground running unstoppable, leaping over any obstacle. So hot that I better stop, drop, and roll. But I'm cooler than a popsicle. I never lost control, never flew off the handle. Better the man standing for what he believed. We all need reprieve, and all need relief from the work days, hurt, stress, and the pressure from the worst days. We all have things that let us get away when the rest of the world doing this dirt day. Cause reality is full of letdowns and hassles, but on stage I'm the king of this castle. My own domain, I reign the master. No strings, no tethers, no ropes, no lassos.
I thank you for giving me sunshine on my dark day. I needed you here with me, and you were my getaway.
To write all walls, imagination lingers with a great pretender. Now my mom got me a sketchbook, told me if I did it again, she'd break my fingers. So within that book, I drew Mega Man bosses for sequels. Who would've knew? 20 years later, I'll be meeting the people I look up to. Dream come true, not necessarily. There will be a pot of gold lying at the end of the rainbow. Trying to stay stable and make the pain go. Nothing worked till I got touched by an angel. No deliveries, but can I be destined for a felony? Murdering a set of keys? Or can it be telling me that this is my destiny and not an elegy? We know what I would've become, but a change it'd be good if it comes. Plenty gamers in the hood, but I had to hit the booth. But they wouldn't know the truth unless I put in the drums. So it begun, it began with the man with the plan to change the world. But nobody knew how to execute. A dollar away from destitute, but stress could truly bring out the best in you.
Neo.
Thanks for listening to Bits, Rhymes, and Life. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating and reviewing us on iTunes, shopping at the Nerdy Show store,
or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of Bits, Rhymes, and Life, as well as other fun programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store. And for the latest news, follow us on all our favorite social networks. We're glad to be your home for authentic, nerdy entertainment.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.